Okay, want to welcome everyone and good evening. I am Scott White, the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do things a little bit differently than we've done in the past. We're going to go over our four access methods. I also have three other individuals with me, and I'll be asking them some questions, and then finally one of the participants will be asking me some questions. Stay tuned for that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over and we're going to talk a little bit about NFB Newsline for those persons that may be new. And then we're going to go over two access methods. Then we're going to take a break, and the panel participants, they will go ahead and I'll ask them a couple questions. And then we'll go with two of the other access methods, and then finally end up with some additional comments and two other persons, that including myself, that will answer the questions. Okay, so I want to go ahead and quickly introduce and give an opportunity to say a few brief words, the panel that we have tonight. So I first want to start off with Liz Weisgarber. Liz, are you there? Okay, what about David Dinoteris?
Liz, you should be on.
Jen?
Hey, Jen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. I'm Liz Weisgarber from Houston, Texas, and I'm sorry that we won't be having convention here this year, but really glad that I'm going to be able to participate with everybody for the virtual convention. So, Scott, thank you for inviting me tonight.
And I'm going to take a point of privilege here and super invite all Marylanders to join, because we are not Texas. Now, you be quiet. Go ahead and mute yourself. But the important part is that we want everybody to register for the National Convention. So, David, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, sir. Scott, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
So, privilege to be with you today. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to sharing.
Okay, thank you, David. And what about Lee Martin? Are you there?
No people have joined the meeting.
Okay, let's go ahead and get back to Lee in a little bit. Okay, what I wanted to do here to start with tonight is with an overview of NFB Newsline. Now, I describe the NFB Newsline as an audio and braille information source. You can get a lot of the content in an audio form, in a variety of different access methods, and we also have the ability there where we can get braille for those that enjoy reading braille, and also for the deafblind community do we have access for that. Currently on NFB Newsline, we have over 500 publications, and I'm going to quickly go through some of the different categories. One of the first ones that we have that I'm very excited about is breaking news online. Now, we currently have 38 publications in that category. This is going to be going to popular websites, grabbing the content off of there once per hour. Such things you would find there would be like an ABC News, CBS, CNN, Fox, NPR, and you would also find like an Apple Insider and an ESPN. You would find those there. Other things that you might find would be an Android Central as well. Okay, so the next category that we have is national newspapers, and the national newspapers, we have 13 of those. In that category, you would find things like a Wall Street Journal, a New York Times, and a USA Today. We have a magazine category, and this is a huge category, and currently we have 91 publications in that. I think when I started back in 2006, we had about 7 magazines, so we've really, really grown that over the last few years here. Now, an example of some of the magazines that we would have there, we'd have AARP Magazine, Reader's Digest. Since diabetes is the number one cause of blindness, we have like Diabetes Forecast. We have Diabetic Living. For persons that love science, we have Discover, and we have Guidepost Magazine. Technology lovers, we also have PC World and Mac World. Popular culture, we have Rolling Stone. We also have things like, for members of the ACB, we have the Braille Forum. For NFB members, we have the Braille Monitor, our flagship publication of the National Federation of the Blind. We also have Access World from the American Foundation for the Blind. Another category we have is international newspapers. We currently have 14 of those. I'll give you a few areas of the world that we currently cover. We covered the UK with several publications, Japan. We also have a publication from New Zealand and from Canada. That's international. Now, we recently, this past year, we went ahead and started a brand new section, and really excited to have this because we wanted to have this for a while, and this is the Kids Reading Corner. And currently we're just starting out with 4 publications, and we're certainly going to grow this category. And one of the publications that we have in there is Stone Soup. And this, if you're not familiar with it, this particular publication, the individual articles are written by the kids themselves. We also have Highlights, we have National Geographic for Kids, and we also have Girls Life, and that's the Kids Reading Corner. Now, any of these publications that I'm mentioning, you can go ahead and, like, I'm just giving you a selection of these publications. So if you want to see the entire list, you can go to nfbnewsline.org, and that will list all these publications. We also have a number of publications from the states around the country. Generally, every state is going to have 2 publications. And it's really cool because if I hear something on the nightly news and I want to know more about it, let's say I'm in Maryland. So let's say that there's something, Liz, in Texas that I want to know about. I can go and look and research all the publications that Texas currently has. So when you're a subscriber to NFB Newsline, you are not limited to those publications that are just in your state. You can read all the newspapers, all those 500 publications I'm mentioning. You have access to all those. Some other items that we have on NFB Newsline is we have emergency weather alerts. Now, the emergency weather alerts are designed so if you have a weather alert, not a man-made disaster like a chemical spill, but just weather, like it could be tornadoes, hurricanes, in the wintertime, snow perhaps. So immediately when you hear the beep tones, you know, for years, I'd hear the beep tones on the TV and go, what is this? So I can go immediately to NFB Newsline and get that information. A lot of individuals really enjoy our weather forecast. Now, there are a number of places that you can get the weather forecast from, but a lot of subscribers tell us it's a very detailed weather forecast and they really enjoy it just because of that. Also, we found that persons in the deafblind community really love the weather forecast because they don't have all the avenues of TV, radio, what have you, that we might be able to listen to. Some other items on NFB Newsline, we have TV listings. Now, this is a popular category because it actually, what we do is once you do a one-time configuration by putting in like your zip code and your TV provider and so forth, and you walk through doing all this, then it's able to go ahead and give you your TV channels of what's coming on. So for example, for me, channel 400 would be HBO. So it would say channel 400 HBO, give me the name of the program, description of the program, and tell me if it was audio described. Blind people, just like everybody else, likes to save money. So retail ads. So we've worked to get retail ads. Currently what we have is all year round is we work with Target and also with Walmart. So Target and Walmart. And we get the individual flyer that would come out weekly in most cases. But anyway, whenever they publish it, it comes out and we get it, the information like would be in your Sunday newspaper. Another category that people use a lot when they're looking for jobs or maybe exploring jobs is our job listing service. We have 2 job engines. We have Career Builder and we also have USA Jobs. And that would be the federal jobs. Okay, so eligible for NFB Newsline. It's going to be persons that are blind, persons that have low vision, and also persons that have print disabilities. That would include people that would have mobility impairments that would prevent them from turning pages and accessing conventional newsprint. How do you apply for NFB Newsline? Well, there's a variety of ways, but some of the most popular ways are going to our nfbnewsline.org website, and also we work very closely with the National Library Service. So if you are a member or patron of the National Library Service, you can just call them and tell them that you want to subscribe to NFB Newsline, and basically they will go into your profile and check it off that you want NFB Newsline, and then we get that data once a week. Next, I'd like to go ahead and demonstrate some features on the telephone, but I'd like to see if Lee Martin has been able to get with us yet. Lee, are you there?
Yes, Scott, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Would you like to say a few words?
Yes. First of all, Scott, I would like to thank you for allowing us to come on to the program today here in Indiana, particularly. It is definitely my privilege and pleasure to be on this here conference call with you all. So with you want me to talk about the Newsline television service? The Newsline telephone service?
No, I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate that. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to people to hear your voice, and we'll be asking you some questions. We're putting you in the hot seat like the others in a little bit here.
Okay. All right. And thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and now, like I was saying at the beginning of our conversation this evening, There is a number of ways that you can access all this content on FB Newsline. Now, this evening, the goal is going to be to just introduce you to these particular access methods. It's not going to be an in-depth training. I will tell you what I'm doing. And again, I will reemphasize that, but we have marketing materials, we have instruction manuals that go over all this particular information. One of the main ones we have is called a how-to booklet, and that's really geared a lot towards the phone service, but it does have instructions about the other access methods. And I'll be giving you more details about that a little bit later. So let's go ahead and see if we can get dialed into the telephone here. Now, this would be if you were using like your landline. If you still have one of those, you can use your cell phone to call in directly. You can use your flip phone to call into it. Any type of phone is capable of connecting to the phone network. We can go ahead and you can call into NFB Newsline. So let me go ahead and dial it up here.
Voicemail. 40 selected. Keypad. Do not disturb. Airplane mode. Switch button. Phone. Phone number. Text field. 41. Phone number. 0288335 Alert. Selected.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
Para continuar en español, aprieta dos.
NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. To log in as Scott White, press 1. To log in as a different subscriber, press 0.
And I'm going to press 1.
Welcome, Scott White. Please select from the following options. Main menu. To read NFB Newsline news and tutorials, press 1. To read your state information channel, press 2. To read newspapers in your state, press 3. To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers in a different state, press 5. To read local store circulars, press 6. To read magazines, press 7. For TV listings, press 8. For job listings, press 9. For subscribers control panel, including local phone number, lookup, and speech control, press 0. Main menu. To read NFB.
Now, what I let it do there is go through the entirety of the main menu. Now, it's important to note that once you get used to the system, you do not have to wait to hear all that. I'm just letting you hear it to, for those that haven't heard it before, to introduce you to the access method. Now, so I would pick my option from that. If any of you have called into, like, to your bank to get your balance, perhaps your credit card, it's a system that's very similar to that. You're going to select options that you want by just pressing the buttons on your phone. So in this particular case, what I've done is I've already set New York Times up in my favorites. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at one publication.
To read local store circulars, press 6. To read, please select from the following content options. To select my newspaper, press 1. To select the New York Times, press 2. For the end of the list, press 7. To hear this list again, press 8. For the beginning of the list, press 9.
And see what it's doing there is it's telling me everything to do. So I'm going to press 2.
Please select from the following available issues. For the New York Times dated Thursday, June 11th, 2020, press 1. For the New York Times dated Wednesday, June 10th, 2020, press 2. For the New York Times dated Sunday, June 7th, 2020, press 3.
Okay, now what it's done there is it's given me an opportunity to go ahead and read today's New York Times, yesterday's, or this past Sunday. Now, the New York Times has one on Sunday, but if the publication doesn't put one out on Sunday, publish that, then we obviously wouldn't have that. So I'm going to go ahead and pick one here for today's.
Mr. White?
20.
Yes.
I have quite a few people that are asking through chat if they could see, it would be helpful if they could see your video, what you're doing, because they have low vision and it would be helpful.
Okay.
Are you able to
now, I'm not set up for that. The camera's not focused properly. Because I'm moving around different parts of the table and it wouldn't work for this particular scenario, but I'll keep that in mind for future events. But I'm going to describe what I am doing. Okay, so let's see here. We want to go ahead.
Dated Wednesday,
I'm going to press
10th,
number 1.
2020. Press 2. Please select from the following sections.
And what I'm doing here is, of course, you can go ahead and just swipe around and get to the particular options as far as on your phone, the 1, 2, 3, because I'm using an iPhone. But what I've got connected to make it a little bit easier for the demonstration is I have just a Bluetooth keyboard connected to my iPhone.
1421.
Okay, so now I'll let you listen to this. It's going to be reading the sections. And I'll start.
Please select from the following sections or press 99 for continuous reading. Business Financial Desk, press 10. Classified, press 11. Editorial Desk, press 12. Foreign Desk, press 13. Metropolitan Desk, press 14. National Desk, press 15. Obituary, press 16. Sports Desk, press 17. Style Desk, press 18. The Arts Cultural Desk, press 19.
Okay, now it's given me an opportunity to pick the section that I wish, and I'm going to go ahead and do number 10 for the business section.
Or press 99 for continuous reading. Business Financial Desk. Press 10. Classified. Press 11. In Business Financial Desk, there are 19 articles in this section. Article 1. 15% pledge Sephora signs a vow to push black brands. 15%.
Okay, so what it's going to do there is I've selected number 10 because it said Business Financial. Press 10. So I press 10, and now it's going to start reading me all those articles that are in that section. So at first, it's going to tell me the number of articles that are in that section, and then it's going to start with Article 1. If I wanted to listen to Article 1 in its entirety, I would just move on to Article 2, 3, and 4 if I just wanted to straight read that way. However, if Article 1, if I don't like it and wanted to go ahead to Article 2, I would just go ahead and press the 3 button.
People do not feel supported. Article 2, A Government in Japan Limited Video Game Time. This Boy is Fighting Back by Banduli and Hikari Hiba, the high school student, saying families should decide for themselves how many hours to spend online, is hoping for a rare victory. Article 3, Adidas Diversity Vow Falls Short for Some Workers by Julie Cresswell.
Okay, so that's how I move quickly from article to article, is just by pressing the 3 button. Now I can go ahead, and that's sort of what you're hearing is the default speed. I can go ahead and speed that up by pressing the 9 key.
50% of new hires would be black or Latino. It pledged to fund 50 university scholarships a year for black students over the next 5. It pledged to, and in an employee call on Wednesday, Zion Armstrong, the president of Adidas in North America, said the company would expand funding for programs that address racial disparities to $120 million over the next 5 years.
And it can get much, much faster than that as well. You were just continuing to press the 9 key. Now the keys on the, remember, like the 3 key on the right hand side of the keyboard advanced me to the next article. The number 9 being on the right hand side of the keyboard is also going to go ahead and raise the speed. So the keys that are on the right hand side, the 3, the 6, the 9, or basically they advance. The keys, the 1, the 4, the 7, they reduce. So just like number 3 took me to the next article, 1 would take me to the previous article. Now, let's say that I'm in a particular article and I want to skim that article. There's a way I can do that. And the way I would do that, as it's reading, I can skip around sentence by sentence. And I would just press the 6 key to do that. Let me go ahead and slow it down a little bit first. And to slow it down, I'm going to go ahead and press the 7.
The company's board of directors in Germany to sign off on. It included an acknowledgement of its problems with racism and would offer an official apology. Instead, the company released a statement on Tuesday that said 30% of new hires would be black or Latino and pledged to it.
Now I'm going to go ahead and press the 6 that I was mentioning.
Community, but omitted any references to internal discrimination, angering me. On Wednesday's call, Mr. Armstrong, Adidas declined to comment beyond. Last year, the New York Times, black employees often felt marginalized and sometimes...
And that's moving sentence by sentence. Now let's say that I wanted to go ahead. Now, a lot of people like the Paul voice. That's one of our more human quality voices. That's from NeoSpeech. We also have a female voice, which we're going to hear, and then some people, and actually the majority of people like this particular voice, and because we've done analysis of the particular voices, and most people like the eloquence voice. If you're familiar with Jaws, that's going to be the voice that it's going to read. So let's go ahead and briefly switch to that.
The company banned the use of the word asset when referring to people, including sponsored athletes and entertainment.
On Tuesday, the company banned the use of the word asset when referring to people, including sponsored athletes and entertainers.
And what I did to accomplish that function is I pressed the number 8. The number 8 key is going to go ahead and change the voices. Now I'm going to continue to press the number 8, and it's going to go through some different tonal type qualities of the eloquence voice. And we find that people that are a little bit hard of hearing, that some of these tonal voices really helps to hit the ear better so they can understand it.
9 9 9 9 9 9 7 7 7 7 7 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6
Yeah, that is Kate. That is the more human quality female voice that we have. So I'm going to return back to Paul.
Among employees said that June 2nd would be a day of reflection and that employees should not have any meetings that day.
Julia Bond, who joined the company last year as an Article 4, Amazon stops letting police use its software for facial recognition.
Okay, so I pressed 3 and we moved on to the next article. Now, let's say that you wanted to go ahead and I just wanted to we have a feature in all the aspects of NFP Newsline where you can get an article emailed to you, that, and this is just for your personal content. Now, the material that we have on there is copyrighted material, so it's just for your personal use. So, you know, a lot of people have asked me, if they have a blind friend, well, can I just share the articles with them? It's best to go ahead and sign up to get your blind friend to call in because they're qualified for the service and just use that. There is a bunch of customized options you can do, so we definitely want to have different accounts, even if they're blind spouses. It tends to work out better because when it comes funding time, the individual sponsors really like to have the most numbers that they can. And that is a good reason to go ahead and have your individual accounts as well as the customized options. And that's really what the service is intended for everybody to have their own account. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is, let's say that this particular article that I wanted to have it, maybe I'm a student and doing a current event assignment. So I want to go ahead and maybe pick 4 or 5 of these and have them sent to my email. And then I can select from which one that I want to use. So I'm going to go ahead and press the #9 key, and this will have it emailed to me.
Civil Liberties Director for the ACLU of Northern California said in the statement, it fuels police abuse. Please indicate what part of this content you would like to receive by email. To receive just the current article, press 2. To receive just the current section, press 3. To receive the full issue, press 4. You should receive your requested content shortly at swhite@nfb.org. If this is not your correct email address, please call 866-504-7300 to correct it. Press 1 to continue, or press 2 to hear this information. This surveillance technology must be stopped. Law enforcement agencies use facial recognition.
Okay, now you heard it say that what I did is a selection by pressing number 2 to get the current article sent to me via email. You can also get the current section and also the publication sent to you in that manner as well, but it's by picking the 3 or the 4. Let me tell you about some other features that are available to you. Let's say that there's ways that you can go ahead and search a particular publication. So I could go ahead and search just the New York Times for a certain text phrase. And there's in that how-to booklet, there is instructions on how to do that. And you have to enter some code numbers, let's say, because like do a search because A would be like a 01 and a Z would be 26. But this is all explained to you in the manual. The important thing to understand is that you can go ahead and search that for research purposes. You also, let's say that it's spelling it and the speech synthesizer garbles the name, and you want to make sure that you got it right, because a lot of speech synthesizers do that. So you can, or perhaps it's a foreign term, what have you. You can go ahead, there's a way that you can have a spell command and get the actual individual word spelled to you. You may recall when we first came in, it started to read the New York Times, it said press 99 for continuous read. There is a method that you can go ahead and just there at the section level, you can go ahead and issue a 99 by pressing the 9 twice there, and then it will go ahead and put it in continuous read mode, which means it's going to read all the articles in the first section, then all the articles in the second section. Now, in a smaller newspaper or perhaps in like some magazines, people may like to read it from cover to cover. I use this feature a lot. And what I do is for publications is I will go ahead and if I want to discover what sections are there, rather than having to go back to the main menu or go back to the section menu, I should say, and then press the next code in for that particular section, then I will just go ahead and press a key and it will move me automatically from section to section. And that way it just helps me to go ahead and move around in the publication that I'm picking very quickly. All of the NFP Newsline is designed to get the information that you desire quickly and then go ahead and disconnect from the service and go on and do another task or whatever you're interested in doing. Okay, that is the phone, a quick demonstration of the telephone service. So let me go ahead and disconnect that from here. Okay, and let's see. Next thing we want to go ahead and take And I talked so long that my braille display cut off on me, so let me turn that back on here. Okay, there we are. Okay, so the next thing we want to look at is, yes.
I have a question. Can you have articles sent to you if you use Newsline with the Victor Reader?
No, you cannot. We'll be covering the Victor Reader in a little bit. But no, that is not currently available. I say it's currently not available because there may come a day that HumanWare would program something in, like the ability to do that. But at this current time, it doesn't have that availability. So looking at the iPhone here.
One.
Okay, let me switch over to that.
Contacts tab. App switcher. Phone. Active. NFB Newsline. N Global Publication Search. Speedy Gonzales 5 points. Information sources. Heading.
Okay, so now you know the name of my home network. Speedy Gonzales. Okay, so now this is the NFB Newsline Mobile 3.0 is what we're currently working on right now. Now, you can go to the App Store and type NFB Newsline, and it will give you the version that's out in production right at the moment. But I encourage people to go ahead and get the beta copy because there's certainly enough room for many, many beta testers. Apple has now designed the public beta program so you can go up to 10,000 users. So there's plenty of room there. But anyway, and you would find more instructions about how to get the actual beta from our website, nfbnewsline.org. Okay, so now the app right now, the beta app, is comprised of four pages. Now, the four pages that it's comprised of are going to be like it's a highlights page, and that highlights page is going to be where you're going to have a lot of your customized options. There's some there now, but there's going to be even more in the future because we generally don't stop development on anything like this. We're always looking to add it, and once it actually gets out in the field, then individuals are going to have certain ideas of things, and, you know, if we get a lot of feedback, hey, we like this idea, we're going to try our best to put it in. One other goal that we're trying to accomplish with the new app is being able to include more features such as the dark mode and other features that would be more useful to persons that have low vision in using the app. Okay, so actually the programmer that we have working on this has low vision himself, so he's very aware of the features that are needed to go ahead and put in the app, so I'm very glad to have that resource. Okay, so the second page is going to be what we call information sources, and that's the one that we're really going to be spending time on. The third page is going to be something called KNFB Reader Basic. Now, most of you might be familiar with the actual KNFB Reader app. The KNFB Reader app is still going to be available in the App Store, and it's still going to be a cost for the particular app. Now, that's the full featured KNFB Reader. As the name implies, Basic, KNFB Reader Basic. This particular part of the NFB Newsline mobile app, of course, it's going to remain free. It's going to be designed more as a point-and-shoot type of app. So if, for example, you received a piece of printed paper and you wanted to see what's written on that, of course, like KNFB Reader, it doesn't do handwriting on text, printed text. So if you got that, like a student in class, they got that, then they could go ahead and just read that. Let's say that you pull two boxes of something out for dinner, and they both feel the same, and you're going, what is this? So you can go ahead and now take a snapshot of that real quick, and it will tell you what that is. So that's KNFB Reader Basic. That's the third page. The fourth page of the app is going to be like the settings. And now the particular settings that you're going to have there, you know it's going to be like that's where you're going to log in your codes, and it's going to have some other preferences. And again, that will grow over time as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at some of the items here on the information sources screen.
NFB Newsline Mobile. Information sources, heading, breaking news.
Okay, so that's that category. What we've attempted to do here, you could easily get to the other publications and things in the prior version of that, but what we tried to do is to make this a more streamlined approach. So the categories that I was mentioning at the top of the hour when I was talking about the different breaking news, international, those things, that is what you're going to see sectioned out here. So we've got breaking news.
Maryland state-specific channel.
Okay, so that's the state-specific channel for where I live, Maryland. In your case, it would be for your particular state.
Maryland publications.
The pair publications that are for Maryland, me here.
Publications from other states.
And then publications from other states. Now, that's going to be all the publications based on, like, remember I was saying, if I wanted to know a publication in Texas, that's where we do. It's going to be a state listing there, and then I would just go down, locate the state, and then I would be able to tap on that and see all the papers and publications that are available in Texas?
National newspapers.
National newspapers. So that's where those are located, and we're going to come back and take a look at that in a moment.
International newspapers. Magazines.
Just what I'm doing here is a left to right swipe, just going straight down the page.
All publications.
That's all publications. Now, that's all 500 of those publications. This is built into all the different areas is a search mechanism. It also is done that way. You can do it by headings. There's a number of ways to go ahead and get to the actual publication that you're looking for quickly. And it's especially convenient when you're looking at all 500 of those.
Global publication search.
Global publication search. Now, this is something that's very interesting. I use this a lot. It helps me to discover a lot of content on NFP Newsline. Global publication search, what it does is it allows you to search all the publications. And I put in a text phrase, like one of my common ones I have, because I like discovering iPhone is the keyword that I have, but I like discovering technology sections in the different newspapers. And this allows me to go ahead and, because iPhone, I'm going to get some stories, of course, about people that stole iPhones and things like that as well. But I'm certainly going to get a lot of technology sections. So this is one thing that I use a lot. And this is available in the app. And it's also available on the website. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. Web News on Demand. And it's available on a telephone as well.
Spanish publications.
We have a few Spanish publications in different states, Texas being one of those.
TV listings.
And there's our TV listings.
Retail ads.
Retail ads.
Job search.
And job search. That's not fully developed yet, but we're working on that piece of it.
Learn about the NFB.
And then finally, a link to goes to our website to learn more about the NFB. Okay, so let me do a swipe from right to left and go back up to national newspapers.
Job search. Retail. TV. Spanish. Global publicate. All publicate. Magazines. International. National newspapers.
National newspapers there. Tap on that. Double tap.
Search. Search field.
Okay, so that's the search field there. That was telling that always appears.
A. Heading. Associated Press National. 06/11/2020.
And just for example purposes, I'm going to go hit through these quickly, just from a left-right swipe. So it's going to go through all these.
C. Heading. Christian Science Monitor Online. 06. F. Heading. Forward. 06/. H. Heading. Hill. 06. I. Heading. Investors Business Daily. N. Heading. New York Times. 06/11/2020.
Okay, so that's the one I'm looking for. Now, you heard the date there. Now, what we're going to do is we're always going to have the date of the edition there. Remember when we were looking at the phone, I said that you could go ahead and look at today's, yesterday's, and the past Sunday if one was published. So the New York Times here, we're assuming that most persons, when they look at the publication, they're going to go ahead and want to look at today's. Now, once I enter today's, there's certainly the capability to go into a previous edition as well. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
Full publication. Current issue. 06/11/2020.
What issue I'm looking
heading.
At?
Heading. Business/Financial Desk. 19 articles. Classified. 4 articles. Editorial desk. 11 articles.
So this is going to go through each section here. Now let's go ahead back up to the one that we used before, the business. And if I continued on, it's just going to be read me the other sections and a number of articles there.
Classified. Business/Financial Desk. 19 articles. Selected. Business/Financial Desk. 19 articles. View section. 1. 15% pledge. Sephora signs of out to push black brands by Sapna Maheshwari. A movement spearheaded by a black...
And I stopped it there. Now, what we have here is we have a different type of presentation view that we put in the app. Now, the prior version, I know that there were a lot of people that liked that presentation as well. The comments that I've gotten on this particular one is that people really love this. So I think that some people are going to be using one, and some people are going to be using the older one that we had. So what we've done here with the new presentation style is each one of the articles is going to be enumerated. So it's going to say number one and two and three for each one of the articles. Now, if you've used Google, you're familiar with a Google search where it will give you basically the header of the web page and then maybe give you a little bit about that web page. So you can really make a judgment call if you want to go ahead and take the time to look at that. That's sort of the same approach here. What it's going to do is it's going to give you the title of the article, and then it's going to give you maybe the first or second two sentences of that particular article. Sometimes it's a little bit more, but the idea here is it's not the article itself. It's just a little taste of the article. And then once I tap on that, then we're going to get the full article.
Two, a government in Japan limited video game time. This Boy is Fighting Back by Ben Julian Hikari Hita.
Okay, so see, that one didn't quite read as much. So that gave me a little idea about what that article is.
3. Adidas Diversity Val Falls Short for Some Workers by Julie Cresswell and Kevin Draper. The sportswear company has been facing dissension owing to what some say is an internal culture that can be discriminating toward black workers.
Okay, so if I'm interested in that, that gave me a little bit of details about that. So let's go ahead and pick one here.
4. Amazon Stops Letting Police Use Its Software for Facial Recognition by Karen Weiss and Natasha Singer. The company said it hoped the moratorium might get...
So I like that article, so I'm going to double tap.
Business/Financial Desk. Back button.
Yeah, this is going to have the entirety of that article on screen.
Amazon stops letting police use its software for facial recognition. Heading.
Okay, that's the title of the article.
Share button.
Now, I have a share button. Now, this particular share button is not share like maybe you're thinking to actual Twitter, Facebook, social media like that. This particular share button here is going to be related to, like, if I want to share it with other apps that are on my phone. Maybe I want to go ahead and save it to Dropbox. Maybe I want to go ahead and, you know, email it to myself. It's going to have a number of things based on whatever apps that you have on your phone that they'll show up there. So now we're going to go into the text of the article.
Text field. Amazon stops letting police use its software for facial recognition. Heading level 3.
Now, if I were to do a left to right again.
By Karen Weiss and Natasha Singer. The company said it hoped the moratorium might give Congress enough time to put in Seattle. Amazon said on Wednesday that it was putting a one-year pause.
I'm just moving from basically unit to unit by doing a left to right swipe. Now, if I wanted to, like you could with the previous version, if I just wanted to go ahead and read from where I am right now to the end of the article, I could do that with a continuous read.
By Karen Weiss and Natasha Singer, the company said it hoped the moratorium might give Congress enough time to put in place appropriate rules for the technology. Seattle, Amazon said on...
And then it would continue to read the article all the way through. Now, what I did was to do a continuous read there is I went basically and did a two-finger pull down, took two of my fingers and just pulled down. Now, if I look at the bottom...
Page 2 of 4, vertical scroll bar, text field. Email me this article. Link.
Okay, so you see a link there where you can go ahead and email yourself that article as well. All the articles are like that in all the publications. So
Business/Financial Desk. Back button.
Upper Business. Left-hand corner. Back button.
4. Amazon stops letting police use its software for facial recognition. Business/New York Times. Back button. Business/Financial Desk. Heading. View section.
Okay, now that says view section. This is going to give me, is how I'm going to, if you're familiar with the 2.x versions that we had, this is how I would do that. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at that.
Business/Financial Desk. Back button.
Okay.
Business/Financial Desk. Share button. Text field. 15% pledge. Sephora signs about to push black.
Okay, so now each one of the articles in that section are listed one after the other. So the way that I can go ahead and move from article to article this way is I'm going to adjust my rotor and I'm going to go to headings.
Characters, words, lines, speaking rate, volume, hints, language, braille screen input, containers, links, form controls, audio destination, edit, headings.
There we go.
The answer was I didn't. A government in Japan limited video game time. Heading level 3.
And what I'm doing there is now that I put my rotor on headings, I'm just taking my finger and doing a downward swipe, and it's going from article title to article title.
Adidas Diversity Val falls short for some workers. Heading level 3. Amazon stops letting police use its software for facial recognition. Head European service will buy Grubhub for 7.
And you recognize some of the same titles from what I used before. Okay, so that is quick introduction to the iPhone. Okay, so let's see here now. Let's move on to the next section. And Liz, this is your turn. Are you there? Can you unmute yourself, Liz?
Hey, Scott.
Okay, there you are. I was about ready to go on past you. Okay, I'm glad to have you. Okay, so I know you're a strong user of NFB Newsline, and in fact, what Liz does is she does the same type of work, but on a state level, and that I do, and she does it for the state of Texas and does an awfully good job at that. So, Liz, wanted to ask you a few questions about your NFB Newsline usage, things that maybe you find important about the service that are important to you. So, let's start off by maybe telling me some of your favorite publications.
So, I try to look at a kind of a sampling of all of the different publications that are available for national publications. I like the New York Times, look at Wall Street Journal and The Hill a little bit. For Texas, I like the Houston Chronicle. We do have Texas Monthly on the system. I'll sometimes check out Japan Times to see what's going on. And then also there's a ton of magazines, as you all know. Nonprofit Quarterly is a really cool publication. If anybody works in the nonprofit sector, that's interesting. And yeah, those are some of the publications that I look at pretty regularly.
Very good. You stole the one that I was going to mention, because I was saying she's not going to mention that nonprofit one that she, she really advocated. She called me up. We're going to get that one. No, not really. But I knew that she wanted that. Okay. So to read all those publications, what's some of the favorite access methods? Could be the things that we've mentioned or maybe ones that we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, I usually use the iPhone app or the telephone just calling in. And I'll kind of switch back and forth between those just depending on what sort of mood I'm in. I like the iPhone app for maybe if I need to get to information quickly. And I like the telephone for situations where maybe I'm just kind of relaxing and can put my phone on speakerphone and just let it read an entire section out loud to me. So it's nice to be able to pick kind of what you want to use for the situation that you're in.
Mr. White?
Yes.
I had somebody ask to repeat the last thing you guys were talking about. They didn't hear it. They were having a hard time hearing.
Maybe perhaps it's the last question. If you could repeat that, Liz.
Oh, sorry. Hopefully I'm not breaking up. But yeah, I'll usually switch between the telephone method and the iPhone. I like the iPhone app for getting to news very quickly. And then I like using the telephone for situations where I can put my phone on speaker and listen to maybe an entire section to, you know, have it read to me over the phone that way.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, so can you think of a personal time that really NFB Newsline has benefited you, like a personal story where it's really been essential that you've had NFB Newsline?
Well, it's been very useful during the coronavirus pandemic. I've been checking on the breaking news section. There was a search, like a publication option added in the breaking news section that shows all of the coronavirus information from all of the breaking news outlets. So that's been very helpful. And Glenn Crosby actually found out that there were cases of coronavirus in his hometown before it was even announced on television. So you can really get information very quickly through NFB Newsline. So that's one way that it's been helpful for me personally.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, you know, even when it comes to election time, and of course we're coming back up to that later this year, that people said, well, by going and using the Associated Press, which is on Newsline for every state, as well as we have a national feed, this is the same information that is given to radio stations and TV stations. And persons say, well, I'm able to get the results before I hear them on TV. So that's fantastic. What kind of favorite features do you have on NFB Newsline?
So one of my favorites is the weather forecasts, which I really like looking at those on the iPhone app the most, because you can get really detailed information. I can even look at it kind of hourly, go through hour by hour and see when severe weather is supposed to start and when it'll clear out. And I had no idea how detailed some of these weather reports are. People get really geeky with it, I've found out, by showing it to folks. There's even things like indexes, not just pollen indexes, but there's things like the yard mowing index and the surf index and the barbecue index. So it's been pretty entertaining to find out some of those other bits of weather information. Another feature. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
Go ahead.
Oh, sure. I was just going to mention another feature that I really enjoy are the local channels that states can post information to. So I'd encourage you to check out your state's local information channel and see what kinds of things are going on in your area.
Okay. So let's see here. That is what the questions that I had for you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give David Dinoteris an opportunity to get in the hot seat. David, are you there?
You're there, David.
Calling David.
David, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
And David, you might have to hit okay on your phone to unmute. It asked me to unmute that way.
I think that's okay, right?
Yes, we got you now.
There you go. I think I confused the moderator, Scott. So that was probably my fault.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sorry about that, Jen. I logged in twice.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah. the obsessive compulsive people in the crowd. I logged in twice. Yes. Okay.
So, what can
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Can you tell us some of your favorite access methods?
Absolutely. You know, Scott, I'm talking to you now from my favorite place to use Newsline, and that's on the treadmill. And so I just love working out and listening to Newsline. I do it every morning. And so my favorite features of Newsline, well, I do appreciate that weather forecast. I really like that, especially the fact that it does give you those indexes, the mold, the tree pollen. If you do have allergies or things like that, and maybe it's bothering you that day, and you can see what levels are high and maybe help you out, figure out what's bothering you. Other features, I love the fact that I could listen to an article and then, you know, share it with myself for later research or review or fact checking. So I love the fact that we have that. I really enjoy the breaking news. I think that is, like, you know, all the, you know, ABC breaking news, CNN, Fox News, just all the breaking news channel. I just love that. And I love the fact that, you know, I get to, you know, hear different perspectives from this side and that side. So those are some of the things I really enjoy about Newsline.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell us how a couple, maybe like a personal story of how NLP Newsline has benefited you?
Oh, wow. I've been using Newsline, Scott, since 1995, when Dr. Jernigan came to New Jersey to demonstrate it for the Commission for the Blind. And I was working for an agency in New Jersey, and I was invited to that, and I've been hooked ever since. And one story comes to mind, Scott. I remember I was listening to the New York Times New Jersey section on Sundays. The New York Times used to have a New Jersey section. It was just articles about New Jersey. And one of the articles that caught my ear was about, I was working for the New Jersey Commission for the Blind, and I was their coordinator of assistive technology services. And there was an article about our commissioner of the Department of Human Services, James Davey, and how he was interviewing Bob Danzig of the Hearst Corporation, newspaper magazine corporation. Well, Bob Danzig was adopted, and he was adopted, and James Davey, as the commissioner of the Department of Human Services, was meeting with him to talk about how they could improve services for adoption services in the state. And it was a very interesting article, and, you know, Bob Danzig talked about how he, you know, the challenges that he experienced growing up and, you know, not having a family, and how important this is to him to, you know, help this this cause. And then, Scott, that was on Sunday. On Monday, I had no idea, but the commissioner, Commissioner Davey, he was visiting the Newark office of the New Jersey Commission for the Blind. So he is walking around with his entourage, the press secretary and his assistant. So then he was coming around saying hello to some of the, you know, the employees. We're in a big, you know, cube city. And my boss, Vito DeSantis, was walking him around, introducing him to people. And, oh, hey, this is David DeMatteris, this is our coordinator. He says, hey, nice to meet you. Commissioner, I want to tell you, I love that article that you were in yesterday's New York Times. You read that article? I said, yes, I did. I was fascinated with it. And I think it's great that you're working with Bob Danzig on improving adoption services. How did you read that? I said, oh, I read it with a service called NFB Newsline. Show me how that worked. Now these people start gathering around my cubicle. And I pick up the phone, I dial it, and I went right to that article. It was Monday, but you know, the Sunday paper is saved. I went right to that article and let him listen to it and let him hear his own name mentioned by it. And he goes, give me your business card. And Scott, you know, a couple months later, you know, who knows why or whatever, but there were just, you know, just different opportunities made themselves available to me. And you know, I was very blessed to have, you know, he asked me to come and speak at a technology event he was putting on. And I did that. And then, you know, it just helped position me for other opportunities. opportunities. And I'm friends with him still to this day. He's a professor at Rutgers University. But it was just because of Newsline that I got to hear this article, and he happened to be there, the right place at the right time. And I was able to share that with him. I developed a relationship, and you know, maybe a year later, I was promoted to manager of statewide operations. And then 2 years later, I was able to, you know, be appointed to the director job in Pennsylvania for the agency there. And so it just, all those things, just, you know, one little article, you know, created a great friendship that really helped me professionally and for many years. So that's the one that comes to mind right away, Scott.
What about, I think you've worked with a number of other blind individuals, and one comes to mind that you told me. Can you elaborate on this? The one with Dr. Goldberg, I believe it was?
Oh, yes. Dr. Goldberg, yes. So, Scott, you know, one day I was, you know, just at work, and I was coordinator of assistive technology, and I was also the, you know, NFB Newsline coordinator in New Jersey. So that was, you know, I was fortunate to be able to do both of those things at the same time. And one day, Dr. Goldberg, he was a nice man. He was in his late 60s. He was retiring soon. And I heard him on the phone talking to someone saying how he was losing more vision. And you know, you know when someone sounds discouraged. So, you know, I was talking to him and I said, "Hey, Doc, you ever use Newsline?" "I don't use that. That's for you younger people. I don't use that stuff." I said, "What do you mean you don't use it?" "Oh, I mean, what do you mean? It's not hard to use." I said, you know, you're somewhat intelligent. You know, I bet you could use it, you know, teasing him. And I said, "Let me show you how it works." I picked up my phone. I dialed it. Went to the New York Times. Well, how much is it? I said, "Well, it's sponsored by the Commission for the Blind, but you know, it's free for us. Do you want me to, you know, give you an application and, you know, get you connected?" "Yeah." So, you know, I was a coordinator, and so I helped push it through his application, you know, and got him his numbers. And he thanked me. He thanked me. And, you know, I said, "Doc, use it. You know, use it. You got to use it. If you don't use it, it's worthless." So about 2 weeks later, I hadn't seen him. 2 weeks later, Scotty, he calls me up. David, Dr. Goldberg here. I said, "Doc, you okay?" "Am I okay?" "You won't believe what happened." I said, "What happened, Doc?" He said, "My wife and I would go out to dinner with another couple. And we always go out to dinner and we'd always discuss what was in the op-ed section of the New York Times. And that was a lot of fun for us." And I'm thinking to myself, well, that doesn't really sound like a lot of fun to me, but whatever. And he said, "We would go out and discuss, you know, debate the op-ed set. But when I started losing my vision due to macular degeneration, I couldn't be involved in the conversation anymore. But those three would continue to discuss what was in the op-ed, and I would just listen." So then, two nights ago, we're out to dinner, and my friend Irv says, "Well, did you see in that article with the op-ed section, did you see when he said this?" And I said, "Wait a minute, he didn't say that, he said this." And Irv said to me, "How do you know?" He says, "Because I got a new special service called Newsline, and I could read now, and I got my old friend back. And Dave, I was in the conversation, not sitting out anymore." So
that is fantastic. So that is,
you know,
one of the things. You know,
that was great.
Information access is one of the barriers to blindness, and really NFB Newsline helps us to integrate into society on the basis of equality. Really great. Okay, thank you, David.
My pleasure.
So wanted to go over two more access methods now here. Let's see if the first one I want to go over and introduce you to is the Victor Reader Stream. Now, the particular unit that I'm using is the Victor Reader Stream second generation. Let's see if I can wake it up here.
Style desk. Okay. Checkout time might be early.
Online bookshelves. NFB Newsline. 3. Books. 1.
New York Times, June 11th, 2020.
There, that's probably a little bit better sound there. Okay, so what we have here is I have a Victor Reader Stream. I'm actually using the Victor Reader Trek, but it's the same thing as the Stream as the second generation as far as for getting downloading the publications. This is an extremely easy method to use. We've had this for a number of years, and what happens is once you initialize and pick your put your codes in first, of course, then once you go through and pick your publications, then it's as simple as just turning on a device, and it automatically downloads those publications for you. Now, what I have, yes, go ahead.
Sorry. I have a question from someone. Can you please tell them or sort of explain what the Victor Reader, which Victor Reader you are using at this point in time?
Okay. What I'm using is the Victor Reader Stream, the second generation. And the Victor Reader Stream is an audio device that's manufactured by HumanWare. And it basically, it has no screen. It has all physical buttons on it, and it allows you to get audio content from another number of different places. It could be, of course, NFB Newsline. It could be another service, Bookshare. It could be the National Library Service. It has the ability to download podcasts, listen to internet radio. It's a lot of information, a lot of audio sources that are built into the Victor Reader Stream. Of course, it also can act as a recorder. And I'm probably not doing it justice with all its features, but you can find out more information about the actual device on HumanWare's website. Okay, so what I have here now is I have the New York Times is one of my publications here.
Bookshare 30, Internet Radio, References, NLS Bard 22, Podcasts, NFB Newsline.
There we go.
3, Books 1.
New York Times, June 11th, 2020.
Okay, so that is telling me what edition it is. Now, I also have, just like on the service, we have today's, yesterday's, and this past Sunday. So those are on here as well. What I'm going to go ahead and do is now hit the play button, which is the rectangle button at the bottom of the unit.
By Jacob Bernstein, an industry revitalized itself with just the kind of large gathering spaces that now seem like breeding grounds for disease.
And of course, you have different things. There's actually a couple, I think two different voices I can use on this one. And this is all controlled by the device. All what we're doing at NFB Newsline is downloading the text. All the reading is being done in this particular case by the speech engine that's in the device. I can go ahead and move around from section to section. Now, this is a traditional DAISY book. Now, you may have worked with some of the DAISY books that from the National Library Service. So you're going to have different levels. And if it's the book, it maybe has chapters, you're going to have those at different levels. So what we have here is the Victor Reader can accommodate three levels. And we're going to have basically the sections are at level 2 and the articles are at level 3. I know that this may be a little bit confusing, but the important thing to get out of this is that you can, you know, you have the ability to go ahead and move around from article to articles very easily. This has a spell mode as well. Now, I'm going to go ahead and move it to level 2.
Screen, phrase, line, sentence, word, spell, character, level 1.
Okay, that's level 1. That's basically the beginning and the end of the publication. Now, for you that folks that may have a Victor Reader, what I'm doing here to get into that menu is I was pressing the number 8.
Level 2.
Okay, so 2. So I'm at the section level now. When I move from section to section, what it's going to do is it's going to give me the section title, and then it's going to go into that first article for that section.
Editorial desk. Correction. An op-ed essay on Wednesday about statehood for the District of Columbia misstated the Constitution.
Okay, let's try the next section. And what I'm doing here is I'm pressing 6.
Business / financial desk. 15% pledge. Sephora signs a vow to push black brands by Sapnamit.
Now, what it would do here is it's going to read Article 1 and go on to Article 2, 3, etc. Now, if I wanted to go ahead and move to the next article within the section, I'm currently on level 2, so I move to level 3. Again, I'm pressing the number 8 key to do that.
Level 3.
Okay, now I'm going to go from article to article.
A government in Japan limited video game time. Adidas diversity vow falls short for some workers by Julie Cresswell.
And as it's moving, just like from section to section, and it started reading, it's going to read as well when I'm moving from article to article. The way, again, I was navigating from article to article, just like I did for sections, is I pressed the number 6 key. Now, in that how-to booklet that I've been talking about, we go over all the instructions on how to do this. So you don't have to worry about memorizing this right now, because I know I'm giving you a lot of information tonight about different access methods and how you access those. These are just different ways to introduce you to NFB Newsline and some of the access methods that we have. One of the other items that I wanted to cover tonight was our most recent access method, and that is the skill that we have for the Amazon devices. So let me go ahead and turn that up here. One second. Didn't need to hear any more music. Okay. So, with the skill for the Amazon device, what you would have to do, and if you already have codes, you can go ahead and after the conference is over tonight, you can immediately go ahead and use that. Okay. To start it out, the process I do, Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
Hello.
I don't recognize
Scott
this device.
White.
In order to
what
use NFB
like
Newsline, you need to log in as a valid subscriber.
New York Times.
Reading in New York Times, dated June 11th, 2020. In the Business Financial Desk, there are 19 articles in this section.
What it's going to do is it's going to go ahead and start with the first section, first article. And it's going to do second article, third, so forth. At the conclusion of that section, it's going to roll over to the next section and then start reading those articles for the first one, second one, third one, etc. Now, at any time, most people don't probably like to use it that way. In some magazines and some smaller newspapers, perhaps, but probably people don't like to use it that way. I know myself, really what I want to do is skip around. Especially, I want to move quickly from an article to an article. So if I want to go to the next article, a way that I can do that is...
With her as a black woman and
Alexa,
business owner.
Next.
Article 2. A government in Japan limited video game Tim.
Alexa, this boy. Next.
Article 3. Adidas diversity vow falls short for some worker. By Julie Cresswell and Kevin Draper.
And let's say I'm reading that particular publication, the New York Times, and I want to read another publication. Well, what I can do, it's simple as asking for it.
Days, the sportswear
Alexa,
giant Adidas.
Ask National Federation to read the Chicago Tribune.
Reading in Chicago Tribune dated June 11th, 2020. In the arts and entertainment section of the Chicago Tribune. There are 13 articles in this section. Article 1, now showing a drive-in movie revival, with theaters opening in Bridgeview.
Okay, so it's going to start off again with the first section, first article, and proceed on. Now, at any time, if I say, well, I want to go to another section, you can do that.
And watch The Goonies on Thursday.
Alexa, and ask National Federation to go to next section.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Scott White. What would you like to read?
Crosstown and Hilton, a sports
Alexa,
complex has also
the
been turned
Federation.
Into a theater with an
Alexa.
Outdoor screen. Further,
you can ask me to read my newspaper or read a specific content like read the New York Times or read The Economist. What would you like to read?
Field, the suburban McHenry Outdoor Theater opened to big crowds May 8th.
Alexa.
Have other drive and still further in Illinois and southern Wisconsin. After the
Let me restart it.
Tonight,
Alexa,
upcoming titles
stop.
Will be Friday's Honey.
Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Scott White. What would you like to read?
The Boston Globe.
You can ask me to read my newspaper or read a specific content like read the New York Times or read The Economist. What would you like to read?
So I see I'm triggering yours there, Lee. Okay. Alexa, ask National Federation to read the Boston Globe.
Reading in Boston Globe dated June 11th, 2020, in the arts section of the Boston Globe.
Alexa, ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the business section of the Boston Globe.
Okay, and that's how you would move from section to section, is you just tell it to go to next section. Now, you also have an opportunity to go ahead and change the voice to the same voices that I mentioned before. I'm going to go ahead and change it to the Kate voice.
In May for the third straight month,
Alexa,
coronavirus.
Ask National Federation to change voice Kate.
Excluding food and energy prices, which bounce around from month to month, so-called core inflation fell 0.1%, tumbling for the third consecutive month for the first time ever.
Alexa, ask National Federation to change voice Paul.
United's ready-to-fly checklist will ask travelers to confirm that they have not experienced any...
Okay, now what I can do is I can also go ahead and speed the voice up and slow it down. If I want to go ahead and increase the speech, what I would need to do is...
Also will require passengers to verify that they are
Alexa,
aware of the air...
ask National Federation to read much faster.
Airlines policy, which requires face coverings when aboard the airplane.
Alexa, ask National Federation to read much faster.
E warns Facebook and Google to step up fight against fake new news. A senior European Union official warned...
Now, the increments that it increments the voice is not as great as when it's using eloquent. So a lot of times what you'll have to do is give it two commands to read faster there. But that's how you would ask it to read much faster. You could also do the reverse and say tell it to read much slower. There's also times that you'd want to ask it just to read slower or just faster. And of course, that would be not as much as the much faster or much slower. Now, what I can also do is I can also send an article to my email.
Associated Press, Music Grammy,
Alexa, ask National Federation to send me this article email.
Category, the Recording Academy.
Alexa, ask National Federation to send me this article email.
Pressure to be more inclusive is changing the name of the Urban Contemporary
Alexa,
Grammy.
Ask National Federation to email me this article.
You should receive your email for this article shortly at swite@nfb.org.
Just Eat Takeaway is intoxicating.
Okay, sometimes what you can do is you can ask it different ways. That's what I was trying to point out there, rather than just that one way. We do find that it has the most success, but over time it has the ability to, we're going to be able to learn different phrases, and we'll see what people respond and actually how they try to command it, because we basically get feedback on the commands that you're issuing. So that article now is on its way to my email inbox. Okay, so that was the Amazon Alexa. Now we're going to go ahead and switch over and ask Lee some questions. So Lee, you with us?
Yes, Scott, I'm with you.
Okay, very good.
White.
Yes,
Before we do that, I had a question on the chat about the Victor Reader Stream. You explained how to navigate around, but they want to know how you actually set it up, Newsline, on the Victor Reader to get it to, work, Newsline to work on the Victor Reader.
Right. I'll go ahead and cover that when we open it up for questions. That'll be the first one that I'll actually address that. And then, again tonight, was just to go over sort of an introduction to the different aspects. This information is going to be in like that how-to booklet. And we could send this to you via email as well. Right now, we don't have the ability to send the printed or the Braille, but everything we produce is in Braille. So when we return to the office, we can send that out in a printed form, large print, or we can send it in a Braille if you wish. But right now, we could do just the email version. Okay, Lee, a couple questions here. How does NFB Newsline, how has it benefited you?
NFB Newsline has benefited me in so many ways, keeping me informed with my local news as well as my national news, and also just keeping me up with my sports. I really enjoy my sports. The publication itself has really helped me in the obituary articles as well. I can recall one day, one evening, around 6 o'clock in the evening, I went to my publication in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I was going through the obituaries, and I read where one of my Sunday school teachers had passed away, and I felt like empowered enough to say, if I hadn't had NFB Newsline at that point in time, I would not have been able to go to that service, because it was late in the day, so I had to travel out of town to go to that particular service, and that really made me appreciative of service. There's been a number of times where other individuals that I've interviewed or worked with the service have stated things that really let me know that the service is so valuable to their lives and the impact that it had. And one in particular, a young lady was telling me about when she was a child, she used to go to the grocery stores and see people taking these magazines and looking through them and reading. She could hear them turning pages, and she always wondered what were they reading, what was in those magazines, and because she was an avid Braille reader. And when NFB Newsline came out, she was able to find out what magazines, what were in the contents and stuff. So, that really enhanced her life. So I get a joy out of understanding and hearing other people talk about what the service has meant to their lives and how it has empowered and impacted them so that they can live the life that they want.
Okay, very, very good. What about some of your favorite publications?
Well, You heard me talk about sports. I enjoy reading my sports. I enjoy going up to the breaking news. I like reading the ABC, BBC, and the CBS. And I like how it updates every hour throughout the day, as well as it maintains the previous content. So I think that's a great thing. I really like going to the Los Angeles Times and keep up with my Los Angeles Lakers. That's when they're winning. And you know, I'm a fair weather fan. So if you're not winning, I probably won't go there to listen to you. But I enjoy my sports. And as a veteran, I enjoy reading Stars and Stripes. And I enjoy introducing that to other veterans. They really find a lot of resolve in reading the military publication in Stars and Stripes. As a senior, I'm enjoying reading the AARP magazines and A Diabetic Living. And believe it or not, I like to go to the children's corner and check out what the children are reading as well. So there's quite a few things that I like to read. So there's
all over the place.
All over the place. I mean, it's all, it allows you to do that.
Yes, indeed. I remember one of our conversations, you know, with your sports, and you were saying how much better the coverage is if you would go to, I know your favorite team is the Baltimore Ravens, right? Don't answer. I know it is. But anyway, so for example, you would go to, you know, you could go to like the Baltimore Sun and read about the Ravens, and you already mentioned the one about the Lakers. So yes, it enables you to go and do that, and you get a different viewpoint by going to that state's paper and actually to that city paper and being able to get that information.
Oh, yes. I love the different viewpoints that you get. It gives you the total. It just adds energy to the sport itself, just to hear the different the challenges of the Baltimore teams versus the Indianapolis teams or other teams across the country.
There's actually a football team in Indianapolis? I did not know that. Okay. So I'm just picking on Lincoln. Of course, he lives in Indianapolis, so I love picking on him. Okay, so moving on, what are some of your favorite access methods and why?
Well, you know, I kind of like all of them, and it just depends on the where I'm at in the moment. I still like using the landline features. I know that we're working on improving that as well as a lot of other devices that we use. You heard my A-lady in the background, and she knows she's not supposed to respond to any other male voice than mine. So I'm going to have to put her in the closet for a little while. And I also enjoy using the app. So the app is very easy to use. And it's just like you stated earlier, on all these devices, you learn how to use them by continued usage and using the training tools that we have, the tutorials, and also giving us a call to assist you with that. And we try to do that here in Indiana with basically all our subscribers that come through our service.
Okay, what are some of your favorite features?
Well, just like David was speaking, and I love the weather alert, especially when we get that little beep across the screen and I want to find out exactly what's going on. I like the extended information that it gives you with the weather accounts and all that. I also like the feature of the TV guide listing. That's a real good tool to use, particularly if I'm traveling out of town and want to find out what's on their local station. So I find that to be a great feature.
Yeah, a lot of people use it when they're moving around, if they're at a, like visiting like at a relative's house, or maybe they're in a hotel. Now, it doesn't, when you go to the hotel, sometimes they're using specialized systems, but a lot of times they're using just a cable system. So if you ask them at the front desk, they'll tell you what they're using, and then often that will help you out to figure out what's going on. Thank you, Lee. Now, next up, I get to be on the hot seat, and David gets to ask me the question. So, David, you there?
What is your favorite feature for Newsline, and what do you think is the best innovation of Newsline in the past couple of years?
Each thing that we've come up with, what I've tried to accomplish is to have something for everybody. So, of course, we started out with the touch-tone telephone, and then moving on through the other different access methods that we have, it's all been about trying to, you know, reach the particular people and make it as, because it's a powerful tool and we want to make sure that people have access to it. So, you know, somebody may fit, they love the iPhone and they really work well with that. So, you know, having an app for that, I think is wonderful. Having it, you know, available on the Victoria Stream. So I can't say that there's really, I have my choices, but I think really that it's, you know, all of them are really work well and are really, you know, good for different individuals and at different times. Myself, what I use is predominantly going to be the telephone and also the iPhone app. The telephone I'll use usually while I'm drinking a cup of coffee. I'll just listen to that, and that's really works out well in that. And maybe during the day when I have a few minutes here or there, you know, throughout the day, you know, sighted individuals may pick up a magazine or a newspaper and read an article here or there as they have a break. And, you know, it's beneficial in the workday just to take a few minutes break here to refresh yourself. So, and that's good to be able to do that just directly on iPhone. So the telephone and the iPhone are the ones that I predominantly use and the ones that I like. As far as features, I would say that probably the number one feature is going to be that global search, because that's the one that helps me to, I use it as a discovery tool, as I mentioned earlier. So if I'm looking for one things in technology, I could put in an iPhone. I could put in other terms. Let's say that if I'm looking for information on cruises and I just want to see what type of articles are out there regarding that, because my wife and I love to do that. So I could put in cruise and it will bring up all the articles with that. I can, you know, pretty much anything. Now what we do is, like when it comes around to election, we're putting the candidate's name basically in a canned search and making that available to people. That's the same thing with COVID-19 is in the breaking news section, we're basically searching all the articles that we have in breaking news and displaying the articles that have basically, we're finding the text phrase COVID-19 or coronavirus in particular articles and displaying those.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Did you have any other questions, or you want to let me get off easy tonight?
Well, I think there are a lot of people waiting to ask their questions.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let me go ahead and answer the one that we were talking about with the Victorita Stream.
Yeah, it's Shirley Lang, and that's great because she's asked again, so go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, it's going to depend a little bit on the model of unit that you're using. I'm using the Victorita Trek, which is going to have a little bit different, but basically what you would do is you're going to want to press the number one, and that's going to move you from your bookshelves, and you want the online bookshelf, and that, you know, so let me go ahead and see if it's still turned on for us here.
Online bookshelves, NFB Newsline, 3, books, 1.
New York Times, June 11th, 2020.
Okay, so I pressed 1, and it told me NFB Newsline. I'm pressing 1 again.
Bookshare, 30, books, 1.
Moving through that.
400.
Internet radio, 2, playlists, 1. Reference, NLS Bard, 22, books.
Yeah, that's going to go ahead and rotate that through to the NFB Newsline. Now, I'm not going to see that until I've actually set up the unit for NFB Newsline. Now, what I would want to do there is I'm going to press number 7, and that's going to take me into the menu structure.
Menu, wireless, import a network configuration from file.
I'm going to press 7 again.
Bluetooth, off.
7 again.
General, cancel all current downloads. Internet radio, humanware play, podcasts, downloaded podcast, NLS Bard, remove NLS Bard, Bookshare, remove Bookshare service and delete all associated book.
And again, what I'm doing is pressing number 7.
NFB Newsline, remove NFB Newsline service and delete all associated books.
Yeah, it says that because I have NFB Newsline configured. When you press number 7 and you get to where it says NFB Newsline, if you haven't put in your codes, that's going to have to be the first step, and it will walk you through that. So it's going to add, it's going to say something to the effect, add NFB Newsline service. You press the confirm key on that, which is the one that's going to be basically the pound key in the lower right hand corner. And once you do that, then it's going to ask you for your identification code, the 6-digit code. And then it's going, you press confirm again, and then it's going to ask you for your security code. You put that in, and then it will say, if it was a proper code, it's going to say something that allows you to know that the NFB service is activated. Now, like I said, this is because I've got it on on here already. So what I'm doing now is I've moved over to that. And my option, since I already had it, said remove. And like I said, yours is going to say add. So I'm pressing the 8.
Modify NFB Newsline login information.
If you want to change that for some reason, that option is available there. That's not really something that's used because pretty much once you have your codes, that's your codes. And you don't need to do anything else to get a new set for the service. But let's say there was an occasion that for some reason you had to change your security code. Okay, I'm pressing 8 again.
Get latest additions, always.
Okay, so latest additions, so that's an option that you have.
Remove NFB Newsline service and delete all associated books.
And you're back to the menu to where you can add or remove. So that's basically how you do that. And again, the instructions are going to be in that how-to booklet that we can email you. I haven't given our contact information so far, so let me go ahead and do that. Our telephone number that where we can be reached, and this is our customer service that's open from 8 to 5, and that's going to be Eastern Time Zone, Monday through Friday, and that's 866-504-7300, 866-504-7300. And on